This article is brought to you by the best-selling book See It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. What a 20-second train apology teaches about trust. When 20 seconds teaches you everything about trust. What happened? In 2017, a Tokyo train operator made a rare mistake. One of its trains pulled out of the station 20 seconds ahead of schedule. Not a single passenger filed a complaint, and no one reported missing the train. Despite the complete absence of harm or public outcry, the company issued a formal written apology to the public, taking full responsibility for their error. The communication angle. Picture the scene. A train glides out of a station in Tokyo, barely a breath before the scheduled time. Nobody stumbles onto the platform too late. Nobody misses a connection. Nobody even notices. And yet, within hours, a corporation is drafting an apology. To most Western eyes, that looks excessive. To a communication expert, it looks like a masterclass. Here is what the company actually did. They apologized for the principal, not the damage. This is a rare and powerful move. Most organizations wait for a victim. They need a complaint, a lawsuit, a viral moment before they open their mouths. The Tokyo company flipped that script entirely. They said, in effect, our standard is our promise, and we broke our promise. The apology was not about harm. It was about identity. That distinction matters enormously. When you apologize only after someone is hurt, your apology is defensive. It reads as damage control. People can smell the legal department all over it. But when you apologize before anyone demands it, the message is completely different. It says we are watching ourselves more closely than you are watching us. That kind of communication builds a specific and durable kind of trust. Not the fragile trust that comes from never making mistakes, but the deep trust that comes from knowing an organization will own its mistakes without being cornered into it. There is a technique at work here that I call voluntary accountability. You name the failure, you define the standard it violated, and you do it without being prompted. The Tokyo statement did all three. It identified exactly what happened, a 20-second early departure. It pointed to the specific standard that was breached, the published timetable, and it offered no excuses. Three sentences, zero deflection. That is not cultural quirk. That is precision communication. Most communicators, corporate or personal, do the opposite. They wait, they minimize, they qualify. They say things like, to the extent that anyone may have been inconvenienced. That language is a disaster. It signals that you are protecting yourself, not your audience. The Tokyo apology contained none of that noise. It was clean, direct, and complete. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down in Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on owning difficult messages gives you a framework for structuring an apology so it lands a strength rather than weakness. Most people think apologizing makes them look small. The Tokyo train company proves the opposite. Done right, it is one of the most authoritative things you can say. The takeaway. Before your next apology, written or spoken, ask yourself one blunt question: am I apologizing for what I did? Or am I apologizing for getting caught? If you have to think about it, rewrite from scratch. Lead with a specific failure, name the standard you violated, and cut every word that functions as an excuse. Send it before anyone asks. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.